Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we're not experts.
But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And we are two friends who like to take your voicemails and your emails and answer them or reflect on them or send the question back out into the ether.
Yeah, all those things.
If you want to ever call and leave us a voicemail, you can ringle dingle us at 781-591-0390. Or you can zap us an email at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
Kate, let's get into it.
Okay, because we have a voicemail.
We sure do.
All right, here it is.
Hi, Kate and Dori. Long-time listener, first-time caller here. I was just wondering if either of you have ever been betrayed by someone close to you and how you dealt with it. Last month, I invited one of my best friends to a New Year's party, and halfway through the night, she asked me to point out the guy that I really liked. And I didn't think anything of it, but then a couple hours later, I witnessed her grab him at midnight and kiss him right in front of me. And she wasn't even that drunk, which, you know, is not really a good excuse anyways. But the worst part of it was that I had told her everything about this guy, and she knew how much I liked him. I honestly felt like I was in a bad, like, CW show. And, so she claimed that she didn't know who he was, but I know that's a lie. And she tried to apologize over text a couple days later, but it felt insincere and full of excuses. The whole situation really has nothing to do with the guy. It's really about this friend of mine. And I've never felt so hurt by someone like that. So I'm really at a crossroads in terms of what to do. And, you know, people that are close to me, most of them see it very black and white, and they say that I can't ever trust her again and that I should just cut my losses and move on. But I'm really conflicted because she was, you know, like my person, and I told her pretty much everything. I just don't see how I could ever trust her again. And I know that, I know her so well, and the whole situation feels very intentional and vindictive on her part. Like as if she meant to hurt me in the worst way possible. So it's been about a month since everything happened, and I feel like I need to make a decision soon. So, if either of you have any advice on what to do, or if you have any experience with this sort of thing, I would be so, so, so grateful. Your podcast has been a really bright spot in my week. And lastly, congratulations, Dori, on your sweet baby. I can't wait to hear all about it. Thanks, guys. Bye.
I mean, it seems pretty black and white to me.
Well, yes, to us as people who don't. Ending a friendship, it's like getting out of a relationship.
Yeah, for sure.
And things can happen with the other person that like clearly signal that you need to move on without them. But it can be so hard to remove yourself from the relationship, especially when you have things, you've told this person everything, they were your person. That's really hard.
But they sound toxic.
They sound toxic. That's not a nice thing to do.
No.
And you know, I'm going to go out on a limb, even though I'm probably not going to, I don't want to armchair diagnose this person with anything, but they could be suffering from pain that we don't understand, that in 10 years, 15 years, when they've done work on themselves, maybe even 5 years, two, they might come to you and say like, hey, I'm sorry. I was not in a good place when I did this. It was not cool. I've worked on myself and I've changed, and I would love to give our friendship another shot.
Wow. That is a generous reading.
Well, that is my hope. Everybody, look, like, who knows what is going on with this totally. Friend? And I'm trying to not just assume they were being a fucking asshole. Maybe there's other pain in there that we don't know and that they don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
And it came out in a way that they just felt like they had to hurt you, dear listener. And that is so not cool and so unfair and so painful. And I like that you're also able to see it's not about the dude.
Yeah.
It's about the friendship. I'm going to say too, like, life is long. You will make new friends who will also be wonderful. And right now this friendship does not serve you.
No.
And maybe it will serve you again one day. And I think you can tell this friend, boy, I'm really going for it. I'm just talking. Sorry, Dory. I haven't let you get a word in.
Go.
I just think you could say like, hey, this hurt me in a way that right now is irreparable for us. And I really have valued your friendship, but it's not serving me. And I hope that one day, like if things change, we may be able to like.
I wouldn't even say that.
Okay, great. Okay. Maybe I'm being too nice. Yeah, just say it's not for you right now. And the thing is, it is like a breakup and you are going to grieve the loss of like I have.
Also, you can email this to her.
Okay, sure. You don't have to have like a coffee date. No. They lost your FaceTime, like your actual FaceTime.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And I also
think like both these things can be true. Like she can be coming from a place of deep pain and hopefully one day she will realize this, but she also sucks. Like right now she sucks.
She did a shitty thing.
She did a really shitty thing that seems pretty unforgivable to me, especially since she didn't even ask for forgiveness. Like she
asking who you have a crush on
and then seeking that person out. Like it's not like she didn't know.
No.
It's almost like she asked in order to do it.
That's the feeling. Like, that's the feeling I think the listener has said, that it felt vindictive.
It's very strange. And like, you don't need this. This is horrible energy to have in your life.
And mourn the friendship. Allow yourself to mourn it. That's normal. Yeah. When it's like, you know, it's totally okay to feel sorrow for ending a friendship. But I think in your own self-interest, snip, snip.
Yeah.
Cut them loose.
Bye.
And I'm sorry that happened to you. That's a really shitty thing to have happen. It feels awful.
The only like somewhat similar thing that ever happened to me is I'd been working on a story. I was freelancing and I've been working on this big story for a long time, like several weeks. And this woman that I was really good friends with wrote the same story for a different publication and knew I had been working on the story and didn't tell me. Like she scooped me essentially. And I was like,
oh boy.
Oh, we're done. I haven't spoken to her since.
That's not a nice thing to do.
No, it was so fucked up. And I was like, okay, you like she had kind of been a toxic friend.
Yeah.
But I had like given her so many passes.
I think.
And then I was like, we are done.
And what was their like excuse? Were they just like, sorry, this is the biz?
I'm trying to remember what she said. I think she ended up claiming that when she started working on the story, she didn't know that I was working on it. But then sources were telling her that I also was working on it. Like she found out pretty quickly that I was also working on it.
Oh boy.
And then she just made the decision to not tell me and to like write it really quickly so she would scoop me.
Toxic friends are often intoxicating.
Yes, she was very charismatic.
Right? Sometimes they like draw us in and they turn out to be so bad for us.
Yeah.
We do have a couple questions about work. The segues very nicely into a little segment.
Let's do it.
I've called Work Confidence. Okay, hold on. Voicemail number one.
Hi, ladies. I love the podcast. I'm just calling because I need some encouragement. I work at a place where if you work overtime, you have to tell the boss. If not, you won't get paid. And for some reason, I just get like sick to my stomach to ask for it. And I don't really know how to overcome that. Just some encouragement maybe to see if other ladies have been through this before. My boss is not like an evil person, but I feel awkward about it. So any encouragement would be good. Thank you, ladies, for all that you share and just being so open. Looking forward to hearing more episodes. Thanks.
Wait, just to clarify, she is nervous about asking her boss for overtime?
In order to get paid, when you work overtime, you have to tell
your boss.
So right now, if I'm understanding correctly, this listener is working overtime but feels uncomfortable going and saying, I worked overtime, give me my earned money, and so not doing it. And I do understand where you're coming from. I've also been in felt this way, this nervous feeling, and I think it comes from a place of not feeling like we deserve stuff. And listener, I want to tell you, you did the work. You deserve your overtime.
Yeah.
And just repeat, like, you've earned, it's not even like a privilege. Like, this is part of the what they have agreed to pay you.
Yeah.
And you have earned it. You deserve it. Take five deep, calm breaths. Think about, maybe plan ahead what you're going to say, since it sounds like you're feeling really anxious. So know exactly how you're going to say it.
Or just send an email.
This is Dory's shortcut for everything.
I mean,
but we don't know. Like, what if it's they work in retail and they're like, she's seeing this manager every day.
Sure. I'm just saying, if that is an option and the confrontation part is what you're afraid of, you could always just send an email.
That is true. That is true. But whatever you do, this is, you have earned the right to be paid the money you are due.
You owe it to yourself. Put on your big girl pants.
I would say, like, put on your crown. Like, channel channel some queen energy.
Yeah.
Play some Rihanna anti-album.
Yeah.
Just get yourself psyched.
And it's not going to be a big deal also.
I have a feeling your manager's, who you said is not like a
ogre.
Yes, is going to be like, oh, yes, thank you for telling me. But that being said, I do understand where you are coming from. I have such a paralyzing fear of confrontation that even when, like, it's something that you are owed, you've done the work for, you still don't feel like you can ask for it. And I just want to say that I really understand, and learning to vocalize, like, just even like a mantra repeating, like, I'm worth this. I deserve this. Like, I have earned this is value. It's my money.
It's almost never as bad as you think it's going to be.
This is one of the truest things ever said on the planet.
It just gets so built up in your head. And then when you actually do it, it's so not a big deal.
Dory, that is a life lesson for me, and I'm learning it every day. It's so true.
Kate, did you leave this voicemail? Do you need to ask me for overtime? I'm not your boss.
No, you're my colleague.
But, you know.
No, but one day I am going to have to call in to leave a voicemail because I'm so afraid of confrontation. I'm going to have to pretend to be a listener.
You're going to use one of those, like, voice boxes?
Yeah.
Be like, huh, that woman, there's something about the way she speaks.
She said she works for a podcast called Forever Purdy Pie. Weird.
So we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back to another work-related voicemail.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, look, I don't know about you, but when I hold on to some negative feelings, it really starts to impact my day-to-day. I get a little snippy and short with the people in my life. Things start to really feel overwhelming. And look, it's just generally not great for me or for the people that I am interacting with. And I do find that my time in therapy is a real safe space to get those things off my chest and figure out how to work on and work through the things that are weighing on me or maybe weighing on you. For example, like, I have actually really been working on mindfulness in therapy.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Easier said than done, but that's the work, right? Like, just learning about kind of like really creating a breathing practice and paying attention to my physical body and my feelings. Therapists are trained to help you figure out the cause of challenging emotions and to learn productive coping skills. If you're thinking about trying therapy, try BetterHelp. It's convenient and accessible anywhere because it is 100% online. All it takes to get started is filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And if you're not vibing with the therapist, you can switch at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/forever35 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/forever35. You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there, the overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now, that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click Get Started, and then use our code FOREVER35 at sign up, and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
I am the first to admit that gift giving is not easy for everyone. It's taken me a long time to become like a halfway decent gift giver. But what I have learned is that the best way to win the gift giving game is to gift memories.
Ooh.
Yes. And you know how you do that, Kate?
I'm ready. I'm listening.
The Aura digital frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
We have gifted this to many people.
And when you gift this, your family will love looking back on childhood memories and seeing what you're up to today. Even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating the frame with new photos. So it's really the gift that keeps on giving. It's super easy to set up. It takes literally 2 minutes. You download the app, you set up the Wi-Fi,
boom,
you're good to go.
Yep.
We have given this to my parents. We've given this to Matt's parents.
Mm-hmm. Same, same.
It's so easy because you can add photos from the app like anytime you want. And also like my brother has the app, so he can add photos from his family. My sister has the app, so she can add photos. My parents also have it, so they also add their own photos.
That is one of the coolest parts, I think, of the Aura frame, is that everybody can contribute.
Yes.
I love that about, we have two Aura frames in our house. I have one in my office and one in our family room. And my kids love it.
Do they have the same pictures on them?
No, they have different pictures.
Ooh, that's interesting. Maybe I should get one from my office.
I'm looking at a picture of my children right now.
Right. Interesting. Putting that away for later.
Store that.
Yes. The Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which is what many other digital frames require. And also then you're not taking up your email storage. So win-win. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Forever 35 listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Forever35 at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. 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 I've drawn the line.
Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh. Sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift, all while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups still without the underwire to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Okay, so Dory, let's play another voicemail from a listener who is having a challenge at work.
Great.
Hi, Kate and Dory. I am calling with a question, but before I do, I just wanted to thank you for all you do to make my driving around the city much easier every day because I get to listen to the both of you. I feel like I have a couple of friends in my car. And my latest thing that has just cracked me up laughing is on the Facebook group, there's this giant thread of like Kate and Dory-isms, and they are hilarious, and I could hear each of your voices in every single one. So keep it up, and thank you. My question has to do with responding to a challenging manager. I have been working with the same company for a while, and I am continually thinking about how do I work with someone that I'm having a really hard time with. I have lots of skills to approach the conversation, but I never feel like I am good enough. And I don't think that's any fault of my manager. I think it's the fault of my own. And I know there's lots of resources and support in the Forever 35 groups, and I am eagerly going to look for their care and love. But just was curious, what advice you might have, not so much to communicate with this particular individual, because like I said, I don't think it's this person's job to make me happy in my work, but I just want to feel better about the work that I'm doing and not constantly feeling like I'm not enough for my job. There shouldn't be any place for that in my life, but here we are. So anyway, I hope you both are having a wonderful day and looking forward to your next show. Bye.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for calling us.
Giving us, validating our weird phrases.
That was a fun thread. We both looked at it.
Oh boy.
And we were chuckling.
And screenshot it and sent it to each other. And we're like, oh my gosh.
We do say those things.
Dory does say that she loves a cold beach. You like to put in front of stuff. You love beef stew.
I do love a beef stew. What can I say?
You love a hooded sweatshirt.
I love a slow cooker.
You do love a slow cooker. You love a mashed potato for lunch.
You love a wrangle dingle.
I do. I like to say weird things like zapping, wrangle dingle.
Sephoris.
I still am abbreviating things like it's 2007.
I mean, you're bringing it back.
You know, what's old is new. Big chunky sneaks and abbreviating things. Well, anyway, listener, that was very validating. Thank you. Let's tackle your imposter syndrome.
Yeah, it sounds like there are kind of two issues here.
The manager
and then the imposter syndrome. And I can't tell if she's conflating the manager with the imposter syndrome.
Well, I'm guessing the manager isn't like a positive reinforcer. Mm. They sound challenging. Mm-hmm. And sometimes those kinds of people can kind of chip away at your self-esteem a little bit.
Yes. Well, I would recommend the website Ask a Manager.
I have never visited that website.
Oh my gosh, Kate.
Yes.
It's such a joy.
Really?
Yes. People write in with the craziest situations at work, but then also very like mundane situations. And the woman who responds to them is a woman named Allison Green. And she gives what is usually very good advice. And I think she has had a lot to say about imposter syndrome at work. So that might be a good place to start. But I think your advice, Kate, your advice about to the previous caller about kind of like pepping yourself up with a mantra or some sort of like self-esteem booster, I think is a good idea. Like, you have this job. You're good at this job.
You
deserve this job.
Yes. You were hired for a reason.
You were hired for a reason. So
you do good work.
There's no reason why you should think that you don't belong there.
And I think understanding that your manager is a difficult person, and if they are saying things that are kind of feeding into this sense of not belonging or not being worthy, like packing that manager into a little box and putting them on a shelf, not literally, but figuratively, just compartmentalizing and really taking a minute to like reflect on the fact that whatever they're saying is not an actual reflection of you.
Totally.
And this is one that I would open up to the odds. Dory, that's abbreviation for audience. I just made it up. Still working on it.
Okay.
Audi to the Audis? No.
How about the listeners?
How about the listies?
Nope.
Okay. because I would be curious about people's experiences combating imposter syndrome. I certainly feel it all the time, but I don't know if I have an answer in terms of how I tackle it.
Yeah.
But I do think finding ways, even just reflecting on a daily basis of like three things you did well, it's kind of a twist on a gratitude practice, and really seeing like the concrete evidence as proof that you are deserving to be there.
Totally.
Good luck, listener.
Yeah. Keep us posted.
Or thinking.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Of you. So we got a couple emails from people about moving abroad. So I'm going to read one to you. Sound good?
Yeah.
Great. Okay. This listener says that first, they're an OG listener of the pod. Thank you so much. Second, I'm moving to Spain. Third, I'm terrified. A little background. My husband's job is transferring him to a location in Spain, as he is on the international finance side of the company. I received my PhD in 2017 and currently am an instructor at a university. We have two children, 1 4 and the other 1 year in February. Every time I tell someone we are moving, they exclaim, "How cool, what an opportunity, your kids will be bilingual." So while I do think that these things may be true, I vacillate between totally excited one day to feeling like I will throw up the next. I am anxious about leaving my full-time work to be a stay-at-home mom, and I have wondered for a while if staying in academics is for me, but with this move, I wonder what I will do with myself. I am a social person and rely heavily on community, especially friends and neighbors. 1,000 anxieties run through my head. How will I meet people? I don't know the language. How will I like not working? What if I don't like it there? But I also have thoughts like, yay, I can travel Europe. I will have the time to write. I will eat yummy food. I will be more relaxed and have more patience with my kids. So I guess my questions are these. How do I navigate this transition? What do I do when I feel overwhelmed and wish this wasn't actually happening? We are moving in the summer and I am still working full-time and maintaining a home, not to mention a marriage and self-care when possible. So I feel a lot of pressure to be in the present and also plan for the future. Help! Woo!
Woo!
You've got a lot of stuff going on.
You have a lot on your plate.
this is a lot.
Yes.
One of these things would be a lot.
Yeah.
The move, the kids, your job transitioning from working to staying at home. Mm-hmm. And you've got like 50 big things happening all at once. So just take a pause.
Yeah.
And like just reflect on the fact that like, holy shit, you've got a lot going on.
I do have some thoughts for her.
Lay into us.
So I don't know where you're moving in Spain, but I'm going to assume since your husband is in international finance that it is a large city.
A metropolis.
A metropolis. There are guaranteed to be other foreigners, probably other Americans.
At least other English speakers.
At least other English speakers in this city. There might be Facebook groups. There might be meetups. I would start by reaching out, trying to reach out and, you know, meeting people who speak English, who live in this city, because I think they can be like your entree into the world. Also, your oldest will be in pre-K. That's an opportunity for you to meet some other parents. I think there's, you know, ways to kind of form communities there. Like I would try to get involved in activities for the kids, activities for yourself.
Maybe there are other employees at your husband's company who have moved from other locales.
And maybe they have partners who aren't working, who you could get together with during the day.
I'm sure there are parents groups. And separating this from your kids, like maybe there is some sort of group activity you can look into once you're settled. Also, this shit takes time.
Or even
time.
Going to like a yoga class.
Yeah.
Get yourself some things that you like to do.
But don't, it doesn't all have to happen the first week that you're there.
I also, it's not clear how long you're going to be there.
Right.
It sounds possibly indefinite, but I don't know.
I will also say that all of these things can be true at once. Like it will be really exciting. You also might have a hard time meeting people. You won't know the language, but you're also going to eat yummy food. Like they're not mutually exclusive.
Totally.
This is all going to happen. There are going to be ups and downs.
Yep.
Hard days and great days.
Yep.
And it is an adventure.
And just try to live with the hard days.
Like, put on this podcast.
Don't try to like power through or think you always have to think on the bright side or like constantly remind yourself what a privilege it is to live in Spain. Like we know all that.
Yes. And everybody is going to blab in your face about how exciting it is.
Yes.
And they aren't going to want to hear about the hard stuff or they aren't. It's harder for them to see the challenges.
Yep.
But we see them.
We see them. We see you.
And look, transitioning from stay-at-home mom after working full-time as an academic, that is a huge challenge. You might love it. You might hate it. Nothing is permanent.
Yep.
Nothing is permanent. So it might just know everything. You can make a change if something is not working for you.
I would say, though, try to give it a year.
Okay.
And if a year goes by and you are miserable, I think it's fair to say to your husband, like, I think we need to do something about this.
Yes, totally. Because you are partners.
Yes.
I also want to say, tell us where you're going to be in Spain so that when we go on our fantasy European Forever 35 podcast tour.
Yeah, we can come say
we'll
hi.
Come to your city.
And eat some tapas.
Dori, I did want to mention, we did receive another email from a listener about moving abroad. They didn't have kids.
Right.
And they were like, am I crazy to do this, to leave my job? And I just wanted to shout this listener out and say no.
No, you're not crazy.
Jump across the sea.
Jump the fuck in.
And just do it. If you're single, you can leave a job or you can travel, go live abroad. I say do it.
Yeah.
Well, Dori, I'm moving. This is a good time to tell you.
Oh,
moving to Japan.
Okay.
Where I've always wanted to go.
All right. Well, I'll miss you.
It's been fun doing this podcast, but we just inspired me. To leave. No, I'm not really leaving. I would never leave you.
Thank God. I'll
bring you with me. Anyway, listeners, thank you so much for calling and writing in. We're always here.
Yep. You know where to find us.
Have a great day.
Goodbye.